Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, thank you so much.
What's
the survey is about it's about the construction of an ammonia facility.
Well, I saw something about that today, but that's the first time I've seen anything about it.
Okay, well, I'm about to give you some information. I'm about to give you more information about it. But to begin with, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County, yes or no?
Yeah, San Patricio.
Okay. Are you or anyone?
Rock County is New Aces County.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household employing news media, market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved in political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for most often, Republicans or Democrats?
The good ones.
Which are?
Republicans.
Thank you so much. And just to make sure we have a general example of everybody that we're speaking to, can I have the year of your birth? Only the year.
51.
Thank you so much. Next, have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
No, but I thought you were going to give me information. You're giving me the questionnaire.
Well, I'm about to give you all the information. This is part of the survey. All these questions or this information that I'm giving you right now is part of the verbatim that I'm supposed to read. Now I'm going to read to you some names of several individuals and groups. For each, please tell me whether you have heard of the person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name. Flint Hills Resources.
I know of Flint Hills.
Okay. Do you have a positive or negative impression of them?
I would say positive.
Okay. Somewhat or strong? Is it a somewhat?
Those are my
positive.
Those are my two choices, somewhat or strong.
Yeah, somewhat positive or strongly positive, or somewhat negative or strongly negative?
It would be positive. I guess a strong positive.
Okay. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
Oxy Energy Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not OxyChem, is it?
No, it's OxyEnergy Corp.
Isn't there a place over in Corpus called OxyChem?
It is.
But it's different from what you're talking about?
It is.
It is different.
It is different.
I've heard of OxyChem, but I haven't heard of Oxy Energy Corporation.
Okay, thank you. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
I haven't heard of it, but I don't like it. I can
okay,
tell.
What about Enbridge?
Say again?
Enbridge.
Enbridge. I haven't heard of that.
Okay. What about Yara? Y-A-R-A,
uh-uh.
Yara. No?
No, I've never heard. Is
what?
That in Corpus?
It is. What about Project Yaren? That's Y-A-R-E-N, Yaren.
Nope, I haven't heard of that either.
Okay, what about Valero?
Valero? I've heard of Valero.
Okay, do you have a positive or negative impression of
positive.
Valero?
Positive.
Somewhat or strong?
Strong positive.
Okay. What about Port of Corpus Christi?
I've heard of the Port of Corpus Christi, but...
Okay. Do you have an opinion?
I guess I'm... I guess it's positive, but not a strong positive. I don't know.
Somewhat positive. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, will you be in favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tell me about
now,
an ammonia plant. I read something about... Okay, tell me.
Okay. Just before... I'm sorry. Just let me know if each of the following items of information makes you strong in favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the construction of an ammonia plant at the south part of Ingleside. Here's the first one. The proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Do you feel in favor or opposed?
Say it again.
Okay, the proposed ammonia plant will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
I guess
are you
that's
in
okay.
favor or opposed?
I can't answer that because I really don't know what all is involved in an ammonia plant. I don't know about the natural resources it uses, the water,
okay,
or...
Here's the second piece of information. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide. Are you in favor or opposed?
Is YARA an acronym?
I guess they are partners working alongside to create this industry, to build this industry.
But is YARA, is that an actual name or is that an acronym for a U-R,
no,
other words?
It's an actual, I think it's an actual name. It's Y-A-R-A, YARA.
Do you know, is that an American company?
I suppose it is. To be quite honest with you, I only have the information on the screen. Beyond that, I don't have more information, so I'm supposed to read verbatim, and then you answer with the information I give you. If it's not enough, you can say so. You know, it's like, I'm unsure, I don't know, or whatever you want to say.
Okay, just one second. Okay, they make fertilizer.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
They make fertilizer.
Yeah.
Oh, the power of Google. Okay, ask your question again.
Okay, are you in favor or opposed?
What was the question again?
A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Yara, is an industry leader with more than 100 years of experience in the production, storage, and transportation of ammonia worldwide.
Am I in favor or opposed to that?
Yes.
I'm in favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Now, no worries. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Do you oppose or are you in favor?
I guess I'm in favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped. Are you in favor or opposed?
I'm in favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Same options. Are you in favor or opposed?
What counties are involved?
San Patricio and all the counties around there?
Nueces?
All of that.
But they're asking for an abatement, I believe, for 10 years, correct?
Correct.
But that's kind of normal.
Okay, so are you in favor or opposed to that?
I'm in favor.
Somewhat?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Are you in favor or opposed?
This thing is supposed to be built in a plant area that's already functioning over in Ingleside, correct? In that, at the southern tip of, when you
yes.
asked me a while ago?
Of Ingleside, correct.
It's already going to be it's going to be added to a facility that is already operational.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
So it's going to be mostly away from people anyway. Sounds
it is,
like.
Supposedly. Yes. Sounds like. Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry. Ask the question again.
Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Okay, I'm in favor of that.
Somewhat or strongly?
A while ago, I wanted more choices, and now I wish I had less. that that needs to be strongly. They need to make sure everything is okay with those people.
Okay. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Are you in favor or opposed?
Did you say property tax?
Yes. No, I said sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll, fuel tax, and excise tax.
Okay, so they are getting the abatement for the 10 years, the 50% abatement.
And the whole time they're going to be paying all these taxes. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, they're going to be paying all those taxes, but they are going to get the 50% abatement from the property tax for 10 years. You know,
I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly if that's correct or not because I don't have all of that information. I only have the information on the screen.
I read one short article about this, but actually, that article was about an ammonia plant in Robstown they were supposed to build.
Okay,
just from your question and the taxes you listed, and not including the property tax, that question is, and it's not your deal. They're just paying you to make phone calls. That's kind of misleading because people think, oh, this would be great for the community, but they are going to get a break on those property taxes, and that's going to be a bunch. Yeah, but
well,
I understand.
Let me read the information once again because it states, the information I have in front of me states that they're paying property taxes. And they're also paying the sales and use and corporate income tax and other taxes like payroll, fuel, and excise tax. So based on this information, do you
favor
this?
So it is property tax.
It is property tax, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be about half the taxes. That's fine. That's fine. I just wish I knew more about this or you were talking to somebody smarter than me because these are questions that need to be answered by somebody smarter than me.
Let me tell you something. You are smart because a majority of the people won't make all the questions that you're making. So that tells me right there that you're not going to say yes just to say yes. You want to make sure you know what you're talking about or what you're going to give your opinion upon.
Well, I feel bad because I'm over here in Sinton. And I live out here in the country, and this is a far away from me. I'm not in the neighborhood. I'm not going to be. I don't know if there's going to be any smells or anything from all this ammonia plants are going to be making, because I used to live in Bishop, and we had Celanese there years ago. Celanese, when the wind would blow right, the entire town of Bishop, we could almost vomit because it smelled so bad. But, so see, I don't know exactly. I know where Ingleside is. I know mainly because when I go fishing with my daughter, she takes me in the intercoastal along there. But, I do know that some of these plants will smell, but I have an idea that they have probably kind of capped or captured some way those noxious, like, fumes that some of these places put off.
Chemicals.
I'm sorry.
Chemicals.
Yeah, and, okay. And as we go along with the survey, you're gonna listen a little bit about that, what you just mentioned right now. So, you know, just bear with me just a little longer and you're gonna hear more information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so with this question or with this piece of information, are you in favor or oppose it?
Oh, this is the tax question still?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I'm in favor, but those the thing, payroll taxes, corporation taxes, sales, everybody has to pay that that's in business. That's a non-question. Go ahead.
Okay. Opponents say that proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents. Do you oppose or are you in favor of that statement?
That's a concern.
Okay.
Do I oppose or am in favor of that statement? Read it again. I'm so sorry. Read it again.
Okay. Opponents say that the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents.
Is that a true statement?
That's what the opposition is saying. Those
that
oppose the building.
Right. But is that a true statement?
I wouldn't be able to tell you
if that would happen,
that
it would use too much water and jeopardize the people water there. I mean, that's a big consideration.
Okay. So I take that you are somewhat in favor or strongly in favor of that statement.
Opponents say, I guess I'm in favor of that statement.
Okay. Next statement. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which is written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked, and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and made available to the public.
Am I supposed to agree with that? Is that what you...
No. Yeah, the question is, are you in favor of that or you oppose that?
I'm in favor of that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly in favor of that.
Thank you. Opponents say the proposal location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
Mm. Is that an in favor or?
Yes. Either you favor that statement or you oppose that statement.
It very well may. So I guess that would mean I would be in favor of that statement.
Yeah. Somewhat or strongly in favor?
Probably strongly in favor of that.
Okay,
it may
have
an effect on the community.
Okay, thank you. The blue ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source.
The blue, what did you call it?
The blue ammonia production.
The blue ammonia production.
Yes.
That's a type of production of the ammonia?
Yeah,
that's
the type of ammonia. It's blue. The blue ammonia production.
oh, the ammonia is actually blue. I mean, this is what the...
That's what they are going to produce.
Okay, the blue ammonia production, what now?
From the proposed facility, from the proposed facility, will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Do you favor or oppose that?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Well, I'm strongly in favor of that. They're going to remove
okay.
the carbon footprint, they say.
Yes. Next statement. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Do you favor or oppose that? Either strongly or
well,
somewhat.
That has to be in place.
Okay.
I strongly support that. I mean, if they do
okay.
that, well, they've got to have that.
Okay, thank you. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Are you in favor or do you oppose, either somewhat or strongly?
Well, I know ammonia is used in those things.
All of those products so, use ammonia.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what was the beginning of the question?
Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Are you in favor or do you oppose that?
That is merely a true statement.
Okay.
I guess I'm in favor because that, I mean, it's just kind of a statement.
Okay. Do you strongly favor that or somewhat favor that?
Boy, that gave you the wrong choices for answers for that. That should be, you're right. Sure. That's right. I guess I strongly favor that because that's a true statement.
Okay. Thank you. Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
And where is that underground storage?
It's 25 miles.
25 miles south. Huh?
South. 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
Right. 25 miles south. So in Nueces County is where that would be stored.
I guess, yes.
What?
Nueces.
What?
But it's going to be an underground storage.
Underground storage.
Do you favor or oppose that?
And that's all the information you have on that underground storage.
That's about it, yeah.
That's crazy. Would that... Okay. You don't know the answer to this question, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Is it just a void in the earth where they would put it? No, I know that there's salt mines and caves that sometimes they store polluted stuff in, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't imagine. What were you going to say?
No, I was about to tell you that I'm going to give you more details about the storage and how they're going to build it and who is going to build it.
They're going to build the storage for underground?
Yes, they are going to build it underground.
What kind of, is it in a tank?
Just
a hole in the ground with a big cork in it?
I guess it just talks about pipelines. With the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology.
But
in a little bit, I'm going to give you the names of some newspapers and sites where you can find more information if you want to later.
Well, the problem is you'll already have my answers. And I'm sure this is going to be used.
Yeah, but your answers are irrelevant to the project because in the end, what you are answering in favor of are those things that are, you know, true. You're not saying you're in favor of the construction. You are saying you are in favor of those things that are true. At least that's what I heard so far.
Well, I'm sure that there's a... You're probably with the people that want a positive, like, survey?
Actually, you know, I am not. Actually, I am not. I'm a private company. I'm just supposed to collect information. That's it.
What private company do you work with?
The name of the company is Opinion Research.
Are you from around here?
We are based out of Florida.
Well, where are you right now?
I just said we are based out of Florida.
I know you said you were based out of Florida, so that's where you're calling from?
Exactly.
Then how do you know about Corpus?
Because we receive all of that information through our client.
So what is this going to be used for?
Well, they're going to see if people are willing or are in favor or oppose the building of this facility. It's public information. It's just a public survey.
Kind of like saying...
And just like you, thousands of other people are participating and just giving their opinion. In a little bit, you're going to be able to tell me whether you are in favor or opposed, and you're going to detail in a small statement why you are in favor or why you oppose it. But right now, in regards of this last statement, do you feel in favor or do you oppose this statement about the underground storage?
That doesn't give me warm fuzzies.
Okay. No problem.
I don't know. And what this is, carbon dioxide they're going to store in this underground thing?
95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County.
That would be in the Nueces County. Claiborne County is not on your...
If you don't know the answer to that, that's okay. Let's move on to the next one. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants. Are you in favor or you oppose that?
Okay, so that would put some coal miners out of business in these foreign countries.
I guess it is.
But they use ammonia as fertilizer.
They're gonna export this to Europe, the ammonia. It's going to be exported to Europe and other countries. So it's going to generate income for the U.S., I guess.
Where do the raw materials for ammonia making come from?
It's different chemicals, I guess. If you don't know the answer to that one, we can just move on too.
Okay, this was about the export.
Yeah, about the export to Europe and other countries.
See, I don't know if that's... if they depend on that so they can survive the winter, that would be a good thing. But if it's just to put the coal miners out of business, that's not a good thing. So skip it. I don't know.
Okay. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Are you in favor or do you oppose?
I'm in favor.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Do you oppose?
100 and how many jobs?
4,000 at the beginning and at least 100 permanent once the facility is in service.
Well, you know, it's not going to take long. Those are temporary jobs. That 4,000 is temporary.
Yeah.
And there's just 100 and something people going to be working that plant when it's running. That's not very many jobs.
It's just 100, at least 100. It's probably 100 plus.
Now that I had that thought, what was the question? I'm so sorry.
Okay, the question is, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will... you already answered that one, okay? No, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service. Do you favor or do you oppose that?
I favor that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Last, opponents say that proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. So, would you be in favor or oppose the construction of the ammonia plant located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
I would say opposed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, thank you. In your own words, please tell me in a small sentence why you oppose the proposed ammonia plant.
I would oppose it because I think it might be too near these neighborhoods that might get some negative effects from a plant being built that close to them. And I do, I am concerned about the erosion of the marine life and all that traffic and stuff there, but that will damage it. We need our fit.
Okay. And just a few questions, just a few last questions, just to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself of Hispanic, Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central Latin American background? Yes or no?
Do I consider myself?
Of Hispanic
or Latino?
No. Okay. Okay. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Why these questions?
It's just part of the survey, I guess.
To see what shade of brown is opinionated. I fall in the second group there.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
I own it.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current type of most recent type of employment? Government education, self-employed, or in own businesses? I'm sorry,
education.
Self-employed education, okay.
Education.
Do you have Facebook account, social media, Facebook, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have X account, former Twitter?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have Instagram account?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No.
Thank you. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
No.
No. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week?
Cable's too expensive. No.
No, okay, thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
Okay. Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your cooperation and your time. I really appreciate it.
I hope you
have a good night.
Good night. Thank you.